Previously on Star Snakes.
Actually, you severely injure Bradley. You guys are going to have to stop for the day. In this little sort of lake in the center of the crater, you can see what seems to be a crashed sketch. You find that there are four main things that are going to need to be repaired. Flight controls and navigational systems, just general shipboard electronics, power systems, and drive systems.
You flick on some of the systems to check if everything's in working order.
Mostly repaired, I believe.
It was, yes.
We just flashed a new operating system, which will work for a few months, unless they get it to actual, you know, repairs in Flamarion. Other than that, I believe they were going to have a look at the alien devices that seem to be embedded in the crater.
Yeah. Yep.
So what I'm imagining is if there's alien devices that are all unplugged, if we unplug them all in at the same time, it should be stable.
I feel like only the one of them was unplugged that we hit. Well, that old scout's hit.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in the ship because I really don't like this.
Hmm.
My senses is not... don't have a good gut feeling about this.
You mean you're a bit panty?
Oh.
Yes.
Aren't you meant to be the tough and gruff pirate?
Don't worry, if my life wasn't shit, I'd not throw it away too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saving my balls so I can get paid.
We'll all be fine.
Mm, sure.
Alright, well...
like the DM's confidence.
Let's have a look at how these wires and stuff plug into these other wires and stuff at the perimeter site. The satellite site, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, jargon.
Oh, yeah.
My, I do believe I'm getting the vapors.
Okay. Alright, so you're going to have to head to one of the satellite sites, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. So which do you three of you guys go and you stay in the ship?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to one each or...?
No, we'll all go to the same all one
the
at
same
first.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Cool. Okay. It takes you, I don't know, maybe a good 20 minutes or so just to get to the other side of the crater from where you are, from where the ship parked. It takes a bit of digging around, but you eventually find what seems to be another alien device, but this one is powered on and it's wired. It's got a bit of a heads-up display, and it reveals... It seems to be quite a simple, like, heads-up display, but unless you really know what you're looking at, it doesn't reveal much information.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like... A lot of their language is in weird, like, circular navigational systems.
Aren't you glad we decided to come have a look at these satellites?
Oh, exactly right. Because it's not like somebody spent all afternoon making props.
You just like me now, don't you?
So that's what you find sort of on the operational thing. You can adjust it on the screen as if you're like turning it to have something activated. So obviously each satellite site can have a certain mode activated, and it's obviously connected to something. But other than that, you're not too sure which setting it needs to be activated to.
Well, with my communication device, audio and visual, Technol 7, I would like to take a photo of some description of it. Or
sure.
Like, you know.
Okay, well, you look at the four
memorize it.
Symbols. Sure,
excellent.
They're on it. Yeah.
Should we check the other ones and see if they call it the same symbols?
Well, first thing I take, I quickly pull out the device and just compare it with the symbols on this.
Yeah. Well, because the one you have seems to be damaged enough that it's offline, it doesn't have any sort of heads-up display. But I'm going to say, even from just I'm trying to understand, like you've done several sort of investigate checks into it, obviously what the piece that you have was the core piece in the center of the crater, which was sort of the control unit. So if you can't repair the control unit, you might have to try to figure out if you can get these other four satellite sites to link up to each other without needing the core control unit. So you'll sort of have to bypass needing a control unit completely. So sort of the tremors have been caused because there's no link between all four of them.
Yep.
So you'll have to have, find some way to have all four linked to each other in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I know one thing that we could use.
Yeah.
The other main control unit that we have in our position.
The device from the other planet?
Yes.
Well, it's not, as I said, it's not for the same use.
Oh, okay, so it's a different thing. So it gives you enough information
that it's sort of, it can work to show you the information of sort of what the device was for, but when you tried to plug it in, you know, it caused a bit of a feedback.
Right, you know? Okay.
So obviously that's not what it's designed for, but it gave you enough information to use these.
Alright. I vote we have a look at all the other four.
Mm.
It'll probably take us an hour or two.
Yes.
But,
if we all go to one of them each, because there's three of us and three other stations, we can all just compare our results. We meet back in the middle at the ship afterwards.
Sure. Yeah, wherever we park the ship.
So does someone stay at the one that you're at now?
I think we're going to go one to each of the other three satellites. And then work our way back to the ship.
Okay. Yeah. Returning this to whatever its default position is if we were messing around.
I don't think we messed around.
Okay, so therefore what it was before.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
Who has comms with them? A bit of metagaming.
Me.
Alright, so I'm assuming we've been hooked in.
Yeah, well, so, because you're in the systems, you're in the main cockpit of the ship, so you're connected to, you know, there's a comm systems built in anyway, so you can connect to them.
Yeah. So, about 20 minutes in, you guys get a buzz from me, just... Yeah, hurry you along.
Are we dead yet?
No. With a bit more, you know, crudeness to it.
as you go to the other...
The fuck is happening?
Yeah, as you go to the other different sites, because obviously you don't have access to this one anymore, each of you see a different one, but unless you try to explain it to each other, you can't see which ever one the other ones are. So no one else can see what each other are, if you know what I mean. So you're going to have to try to explain to see what sort of settings...
So the device is obviously this kind of size.
It's like...
Has four
whatever's basically...
Symbols.
Yeah.
Is it like attached in the wires and stuff?
Yeah.
And the top panel like rotates?
Basically.
Yeah. Right.
So you're going to have it in some sort of orientation
that
each one is connected in some sort of circuit to each other.
So it lines it. They have to line up to each other.
Basically. But if you keep them flat, it's harder to understand how the circuit's sort of designed. But just try not to look at each other.
Yeah, okay.
If you know what I mean. Sort of. Hard to explain.
Yeah. So it's...
Yeah.
Not a touch screen, but a rotating device.
Yeah.
That has wires.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, my obvious question is, do they all have the same symbol?
Well, I take a, I've got, like, a little audio bug thing in a laptop. I quickly pull out them and, like, take a photo using the audio and visual bug
thing. So you consider him because he's in the ship and he has a heads-up display on the ship, sure.
Yeah.
And you have a built-in...
Audio-visual comlink.
Bro,
yeah,
okay. Do you have any sort
of... I don't have any audio-visual.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to maybe just describe them to see if you guys have the same things?
You have visual, don't you?
Audio.
I mean.
I'm going to say that you do anyway. So you have some sort... You have audio, but you just don't have video.
Yeah.
So, we've got pictures from Phoenix and me...
And we've got the picture of the first one as well.
Yeah.
How about you, Wade? Where's your picture?
Just not paying attention. If I have
just
them on my
head.
You're just not paying attention. Okay. Sure.
So
as far as you guys can tell, they seem to be the same images. They just have to be configured in a certain way that they all connect to each other.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so,
we're assuming that you have, like, some type of audio thing, because they're probably, like, $10. what's dollars more?
True.
I borrowed someone.
So yeah.
I assume the ship would have had some anyway.
Yeah. One of the only things that wasn't salvaged from the ship, sure.
Was convenient.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was bolted down.
It was just a megaphone.
Rain from the sky.
Can you describe any of the things I type in on my little computer?
Sure.
Using a microphone on the computer?
Sure.
Okay.
Symbols.
How do you explain symbols?
What about whatever's on the top?
Okay, the one at the top It looks like a...
Is that north? Or like...
It's hard to think about it because east? The devices are sort of...
Yeah, they're flat, flat on the ground.
Flat. So, yeah.
So, north. You've got a compass on you. So, the north-facing symbol?
The north-facing symbol.
So let's say this is
you're
north.
Sort of going to... So, play with this?
Or? Yeah, well, I'll
the only problem is you guys don't... Once you start road...
It's alright.
Like, basically there's configuration settings. I just have to make sure everyone's correct. That's nice.
Right. If that's north.
That's fine.
That's
so we'll make that north?
Yes.
Okay.
Pre-rotation.
Yeah, okay. You can do it that way.
Okay.
So that's how you got it at its... Default configuration setting? Yeah. Okay. But then you're going to have to explain to each other how to get it to work correctly.
Okay. So my north-facing one, if you look at it sideways, it looks like a cross between an equal sign and a division symbol. So two lines in the middle and then two dots on either side.
Yes.
But then those lines have lines coming out of them to make right angles.
So it looks like
L's.
An upside down 7 and a 7 next to each other with dots.
Yes.
Excellent. Mine too. And I've seen Alex's, his picture, so I guess I can just look at Alex's. You sent me a picture of it, didn't you?
Yes.
Sweet. So. Can I see the picture of it?
It's illegitimate.
It's like he pulls it up on his computer.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
I've got a picture.
No, I get it.
I can describe it however we want.
Alright.
It'll be better. Right. It's so I've got like a dot with like a half circle above it, which then goes into, if I was cursive writing, a T.
Awesome. That's the east side?
Yeah, that's east.
Did my compass? Or did it spend all on duct tape?
That's
I make
east. That's
a
east.
Compass out of duct tape.
Excellent. So
that's east. That's my east.
East facing symbol.
East.
Is that symbol?
That's his north.
Well, that's my north.
His
north is that way.
Yes, excellent.
Mm.
Alright. Well, my south facing symbol looks like a H with a dot on the right. Well, on the north.
That's my west.
Ooh, fascinating.
Well, that's my my east.
Well, they're very soggy wheat bix, I guess.
So you could try to turn them to configure them,
yeah.
But. For me to keep track as well, maybe just do it once at a time so I can see if you have the right
configuration. All right,
just
so
try every combination possible.
Pretty much.
We've got.
But it might be a bit hard because you also have one that you can't see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't know whether it's.
Let's get on the comms to Lee, to Mr. A. Mr. Captain.
Get out the ship.
No, there's no get out of the ship. I have it on my.
No,
did
but
we note north?
One.
Well, I guess I'm a geologist, so I would have noted north. In the picture for it.
Yeah. Did we... So we did... We noted that one.
Which was
not. We noted that one, didn't we? You noted that one.
Okay. We took pictures of it, but we can't really do anything.
So essentially you guys are at each four of the craters.
Yeah.
Yes. Each four sides of the craters.
Except I'm not physically there.
Well...
Yeah, but you... Yeah, because you're not actually there, you can't turn it. So it's stuck in that configuration at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. I've still got it.
Yep, that's fine. I just have to keep looking at them. That's fine. Okay, that's fine too.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, essentially there's the four parts of the crater. So now you guys have to try to figure out how to get them to somehow connect to each other.
Harmonize.
So
connect to each other.
So should we like make them all face the same?
So I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys have
your perspective. Is the one I described, that equal sign and the division sign.
All right, so we're
facing
at this kind of a...
Our south,
that's correct.
The south.
That's our south, I say.
Hmm?
It's facing south.
Yeah.
Yours is facing south?
Sure, it's facing south.
Okay, so if, say, I'm on the... Okay, so that little map that we drew. All right.
Yeah, that's our...
I guess it doesn't matter... to which direction
to
it's
which
facing.
It doesn't matter.
It's more about which setting
they just need
to line up to which direction it's going. So it doesn't have to be facing north from your position.
Yeah.
It just has to be connected to the one that's parallel to it in the crater.
It just has
sense.
To line up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you need to sort of understand it, let's just say, even though you're not there, the one he's next to is both connected to that one as well as Phoenix.
So the adjacent ones.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So it's connected to the adjacent ones.
So what is your east facing?
My east facing is the one with the semicircle and the T.
Excellent. And west facing?
My west facing is the...
clasped hands with the dot in the middle?
Yeah, the one that looks like a Japanese symbol.
The H? Or the two hands?
The H.
The H.
The H.
So not the two hands?
Not the two hands.
Alright, so obviously the two hands is the south-facing symbol.
Oh, I understand.
Now, Mr. Phoenix.
So,
north-facing symbol.
North-facing symbol is the circle thing with the T on it.
Circle thing with the T on it. Yes, okay. East-facing?
East-facing is the H.
South-facing?
South-facing is the two hands.
I'm guessing you get it.
Excellent. West-facing
is 7L. I'm just... in character.
Sure.
Excellent.
Sighing.
Cool.
Frustrated. Want to get off the planet.
Okay.
Do you want to get a read on this one?
I mean, I guess.
What do you want?
North facing.
Suppose it's the H.
The H. Excellent.
West facing. H. H.
What?
West.
The C with the T.
C with the T.
Oh, yeah, I can see
south?
The sevens.
I like it. And clasped hands.
Yeah, that is my...
for west, east, east.
East.
All right. And now because you guys have communicated with each other, you can actually see which all of them are, if you like, to make it easier. This one can't be moved for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
so it's stuck.
But it's stuck in that configuration. Stuck, but you can see each other's. See each other's because you're in constant communication.
Could just turn my comms off.
True.
I need them. Reluctantly.
Alright. So, you had some kind of exclamation over the comms of getting it, I believe.
They all need to be pointing to each other. So the symbols need to connect.
Yeah, the symbols need to match too. Each one. So
we need our positions relative to each other, and then you guys can move them to solve it.
I believe you're on the north side, I'm on the east side, Phoenix is on the south side, Wade's on the west side.
Westy Wade, right?
Yeah, so there just has to be some sort of connection between all four, for as far as you understand, basically.
So they all need to be relative to my one, because I am not getting my arse.
Yeah, well, you're not going to move yours. So this one is stationary.
That's stationary.
So maybe try to see if you can rotate them to have them some sort of connection between all of them.
That one's lined up.
I love if you have to move this one.
I'm just going to put this over in the north.
Yeah.
Kind of. So it's all nifty. All right.
So, well, these. So I'm going to assume that these two are connected.
This is not in a square.
Maybe
pattern.
Maybe this is a bad way for you guys to understand it. So I know that you're going for the north thing, but I'll. So
how about I just realized it's a diamond. The diamond can't connect.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's yeah. So diamonds are bad to do it. So I'll keep it like.
Yeah. No.
That was like that, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just sort of keep it like that. So it has to be in a square configuration, you guys, to actually understand it.
Yeah, no,
that one was
All right. So,
that one's lined up with that one.
Yeah, so that one works
with that one.
This one will connect to that one.
And then turn this.
And then the world exploded.
Alright, so they're all connected now.
And that's
oh my god! Okay, that actually took a lot. That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Okay, well, there we go. There goes my master plan. Great, you got it on the first turn.
Were we meant to die?
No, you guys got it.
Or like lava's meant to spew every time?
No, like all four of the nodes connect to each other instead of having to rely on a central terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the tremors aren't that common to hear it, but you hear like a slight ding. And ding. It seems as though the sort of...
the video game, you have done it, Sam.
No, but it seems like they've sort of aligned to themselves instead of aligning to something that isn't there anymore, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
That just sucks that didn't actually make it a lot harder than what it was supposed to be. But anyway, because I understood it.
Now it's kind of getting the idea.
The reluctant pirate.
I knew it was meant to be more
that like you guys were going to have to do multiple like turns of each of them before you got it, not just turning one of them. But anyway. That was just really...
You configured our thing to be that way.
No. I was like, trying to give you hints. Because I didn't turn any of them. I just told you it's suddenly...
Orientated. The initial setup was just one was out of line.
Yeah. But
our orientation was actually...
A couple more out of line. Yeah, anyway. You figured it out.
Good puzzle, so, I like it. I like
It was good.
Yeah, I just need to work on it. Anyway.
Pound the gym.
Thank you. I put a lot of effort into it.
I guess that...
But yeah... As near as you can tell, it seems as though the configuration...
He put it out of the line again.
You can't do that to this one. No one's near it.
Yeah, the configuration of the nodes is correctly aligned.
Yeah. So the tremors...
Well, they weren't frequent enough for you to know that, but it seems as though they're in some sort of correct configuration. You did something right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's fly out of here.
Has this been communicated to me? Because as far as I know, I'm just still sitting here.
If you tell him.
You heard the ding, didn't you?
Ding! No. Let's not tell him anything.
Okay, let's just pretend everything's fucked. Get back. Like...
You realise you're cumberstone, guys.
Oh, hey.
Well, let's go
down. You
want
to come pick us up?
How about you walk back to the ship?
How about you come pick
us up? I have insurance for, man.
I'm the closest.
Come on.
I can run back to the ship. Jump on.
And let's get going.
Yeah.
Do we even technically... is there still money?
I think there's 3,000 credits waiting for us if we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of choice. Get the
rest of
the mission. Okay, so we have to actually go back and tell them.
Yes.
Do you want 3,000 credits?
I do.
Divided by four?
I do.
The city will have some sort of landing port.
I still want money. So, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so let's fly.
So fly as pilot.
Cool. All right. I'll just need another pilot check to see if you can fly up safely.
Do I need any sort of navigation to get us to the ship because I'm new to the area?
Do you have navigation?
No, but I was going to.
Does anyone have navigation?
I've only got astrogation.
I've got navigation.
Because I don't think it's astrogation because we're not playing.
It's navigation because it's local.
Yeah.
So I'll allow a navigation just to get you back to this the capital.
All right, no game, boy.
Wow.
I've got three. He's all nine. That's great. Still six plus education, which is eight.
Wow, good save.
How the fuck do you have a six plus education?
Okay.
Three plus navigation three.
Because it's a scout ship, it has enough data to give you a rough approximation of how to get back to the capital. You're probably going to have to land somewhere outside of it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can actually get this there now. 7 plus 2. Yeah. 9.
Okay. Yeah, if you take it maybe just a bit slower than what you normally would, you'll get there fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rusty ship. I don't want to push it too hard.
Yeah.
Push it too hard.
Cool. And everyone locks themselves in.
Yeah.
Super. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Okay. The ship takes off and you fly back to the capital. Obviously, you guys come out. A lot of people in the town are sort of thinking, why is there a ship that's just parked right near town? Like, it's obviously not a huge trading ship, but it's still like a 100-ton vessel.
Yeah, it still makes a big impact.
You know, people are sort of saying, okay, what's going on?
It doesn't mean it's not exactly fresh-looking.
Yeah.
No,
it's a bucket of bolts.
All right, so I suppose we should all go and collect.
Let's go and talk to the
minister. Okay, it's been about 5 days. Since you guys have actually left. It took you quite a while to get up the mountain in the first place. So,
I'm sorry, I'm bad at life.
Yeah. Sorry, that would probably be me if it was physically.
Yeah.
IRL, what would happen?
Yeah.
Some fat piece of shit.
People online don't know that.
Probably.
They do now.
Yeah. I don't know I'm a dog.
You're probably Shen.
Woof.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Going up.
So. Yeah. But you know, so you come back to the office of Alan Grainer.
Bitch, where's my money?
Yeah. You've returned. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We literally just make enter.
We now have control.
Where is my money?
Over the future of your island. I want 5,000 credits per year. Or we will literally detonate the volcano.
I actually like the way this guy thinks. Bradley, you're okay in my books. You may be.
You actually say it?
Would that be carouse? What's carouse again?
Carouse.
Carouse is more like a social sort of...
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk.
Who's got better deception?
I've got deception.
Is it deception if you're being honest about it?
Yeah, are we legitimately...
That's a good point.
Are we legitimately bluffing? Because I'm fine with holding a client to ransom for money.
Let's do it.
Quite honestly.
Okay.
We worked this out on the plane over.
Totally pretty fine with just being... happy.
I'm fine with the 3,000 credits.
We can negotiate. We are in the position to negotiate more credits out of them. We literally have alien tech that controls how, if that volcano erupts. I think we
should. Let's not go for a yearly plan. Let's just go for 10,000 straight up.
Okay.
Are we making that threat though?
I mean, we are.
Yeah, we're
okay. I'm not in it, so.
Well, we're going to. I'm assuming this is taking place before we actually get there. We need to come up.
I've already walked in and went like, bitch, where's our money?
Okay, fine.
Well, we'll do a little flashback.
You guys are towards the back of the room while he's talking to you. So, yeah, no, he says to you, oh, right, so have you found out what's been causing the tremors?
Yes, we fucking have.
Everyone's sick of shit.
Yeah.
And just... the pirates rubbing off on people.
Yeah. If anyone has diplomat, I'll allow it for the role for this.
Because
you're sort of organising a formal give us money or we'll hold your planet hostage. So
I have diplomat one.
Okay.
You want in on this?
Because we'll split it evenly. I'm more than happy to.
Well, you know that we're going to get more than 10k to split beforehand because we weren't going to be getting 3,000 each.
No.
We got 3,000 in total.
Oh, okay.
Which
then.
Is not enough for saving the entire island.
Yeah.
Oh, we saved the entire planet.
Well, we're hanging that bit up.
Well, don't you think that the fact that we saved your planet completely is worth a little bit more than what you offered us in the past?
Let's just say we also have some form of technology.
We've got some pretty tough stuff.
That we can play around with the volcano with.
So you're holding us hostage, is that right?
No. You're giving us money, and your planet's not blowing up.
Yeah. that's how it is.
It's worth saving.
Can you at least tell us how you were going to be doing this?
Well, do you feel any tremors?
No.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Do you want to feel tremors?
Now we can return
can,
back there and make easily, tremors appear again.
That would easily change.
Right. But we won't.
Yeah.
If you give us more money.
Alex, give me a diplomat check, please.
Yes, where's the dice? Please.
Yes!
So 11?
Plus one for your diplomat. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll allow. You managed to get...
We've scared him into submission. Good job, boys.
He seems a bit sort of terrified from it.
Well, I also want to be reimbursed for one spear.
That's fine. Deal with the receptionist on the way out. And he sort of just refuses to talk to you anymore.
I bet we go back to the volcano and blow
him up. I vote no. Let's just go back to the spaceport so we can get our weapons and stuff.
Alright, so we've successfully weaseled 10 grand credits. So that's 2,500 each.
Yeah. I feel so bad for this.
You were the one that negotiated it.
You agree.
You
were
the ringleader of this operation. You should feel bad, Phoenix.
2,500.
Never again.
So you get the ship back to the...
that was just the beginning.
So you quickly drop the ship back into the starport. A couple of the customs agents recognize the ship. They recognize it for what it is. You quickly get your weapons and... get out of the system as fast as you can.
Yeah, because I'm even though we hold them hostage, I'd rather not.
We
have
literally
to get...
were getting pissed off at that minister, making us do this stupid job.
Yeah, like,
but we're going to be paid generously.
We were going to be paid 3,000 credits split amongst four of us. That doesn't even divide evenly. I think.
they had like a spear on display, so I just took that.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And I'm taking this spear.
I'm taking
this spear. 750 each, never mind.
And a poplin.
Really?
But yeah, okay, so you guys are going to have to make the first jump.
Half 15.
Gotcha.
Alright, so let's go. first so
I'll probably need a I'll say astrogation to plot the course. A engineering jump drive check or just general engineering to actually plot the jump drive.
Mm-hmm. You got the better engineering, don't you?
No.
You then.
I've got the better engineering and the better astrogation.
Okay,
yeah, but I'm going to... You're going to have to...
Yeah, we're getting people to manage.
I've got engineer zero.
All right, you're on engineering?
And intellect plus two on that.
So yeah, you're going to have to plot a course. So where do you want to go?
Astrogation. We're going to go to the Imperial City.
Yeah, yeah,
but where our contact
is. Yeah, your ship only has a jump capability of two.
All right, so
they're giving you refuel tickets to both Bowman and Astral team. Or if you wanted to, you could also jump back to 567. From your distance.
So we're there.
Or you could go there as well. But they're giving you refuel tickets.
We're there.
But they're giving you refuel tickets to stop over here.
So
here as well.
I'll contact Fendrick.
And
was at
where are we heading back to?
The contact is back in Flammarion.
We're heading back to Flammarion.
Correct.
So if we did
our jump capabilities, can we only do...
You can only jump two on the ship.
Jump two, so two spaces.
So we could do the one to Bowman, refuel, then head to the next one to away, then just get there.
Yeah.
So Bowman to refuel.
Free fuel there.
Yeah, free fuel if you jump to those two places.
I like the sounds of that.
And then should we go to...
We should make this quick, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Acetine and then straight on.
We should make our refueling quick.
Yeah.
I assume word is going to travel fast from Walston. And
thing with communication here as well is it often takes a week for communication to get anywhere anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We want to chase it. So
does that is that an education or intellect?
Either or.
Either. Okay. Five, that's six, that's seven.
Seven? Okay. Maybe I would say... If you plot this astrogation over several hours, I'll allow you to sort of increase the time frame on it, which probably increases it by a little bit as well.
Yeah, we'll do
so that. Instead of taking a few minutes, you actually decide to take a couple of hours really plotting the decent course while you guys are just sort of in orbit around the planet.
Okay.
While you're sort of planning this, you have another... You see, you still collect the local net. Minister Greener publishes another statement publicly, you know, issuing that he doesn't want to deal with anyone from the Scout Service ever again.
I take a screen cap of that and then go print it out and stick it like,
I don't know. I am rubbing off on these people.
Despite negative graffiti.
Next time we go for any of these plans, I'm shooting you.
That's mutiny, and I will not have it on the ship.
You're not our captain.
I am taking.
You can give me your 2.5 grand,
and we'll blow you out the airlock,
and we'll be happy with it. we'll just count you right out of all the bad things you did just then. Your 2.5 grand. All right. Well, don't feel bad then.
Forgive you.
But yeah, so you take a bit longer with the astrogation check, but that allows you to plot it successfully to Bowman. Yeah. Then I'll just need a jump drive check, so an engineering check.
Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have death? I can't believe this bad.
7 plus 2 from education.
Same in D&D. Mm. You want to get the most money out of it.
So that's 9.
9?
If I wasn't a pirate,
there's no worries.
Probably not.
So you managed to sort of prepare the jump drive quite successfully. You know, you sort of warm it up a little bit in preparation for a jump 2.
Because in the game, we were getting kind of like, why the shit are we doing this volcano jump in this man?
Alright, so... Am I good?
1 second.
Am I good to pile this away?
Yeah. 1 second.
Oh boy.
Alright, and then I'll just need your pilot check just to...
sure thing.
Sort of control the ship as it jumps.
Yep. So that's what, 7? Yeah, 7. Do I get any bonuses from any of my characteristics? No, I don't.
But again, it could be a case of, because you guys aren't in an immediate hurry, you can always just up the time frame.
Yeah. I mean, it's 7 is my...
It's a janky ship anyway.
Yeah, it's a pretty janky
ship. I don't want to take it too fast.
Yeah. Okay, so you take just like with that one, you take a couple of hours. The ship jumps successfully to Bowman. Because it's a fairly quiet week. You guys sort of just reflect on the past, you know. Well, it was just under a week, actually,
getting
on Walston. Getting rich, getting paid. But other than that, there's not not much happens on the ship.
So playing services sort of, for credits.
You look around a bit, you try to clean it up a little bit. I mean, it's in a pretty dilapidated...
I clean up my cockpit area.
Yeah.
I polish his cockpit as well.
I will provide a template of the thing. I didn't get a chance to print it, but I will provide one.
But we've got rooms. And...
Yeah, there's four state rooms. Cool. So everyone gets a private room, sort of the main thing, which is good. and I'm guessing you guys are probably going to try to lay low all the way back to Flamerion.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to sort of stay too over.
We don't want to just refuel.
I may be ballsy and to a fault, but yeah, I'm going
to
lay low.
You're not very ballsy at all, to be honest. you didn't get out and do the volcano stuff.
No, because I didn't want to do it.
Because you were scared.
But yes, so you guys...
I'm threat of blowing you out the airlock. I'm holding it up.
Yeah. But,
don't tempt me.
But yeah, so you guys come into Bowman. So you find sort of somewhere in the system, there's just an Imperial sort of aligned starport that accepts your credit, like your fuel voucher. It takes them a couple of hours, but then they only have sort of unrefined fuel, but it's good enough for the job. Because you guys are in no immediate rush, obviously you just take your time to do the next jump to Astral Team. Mm-hmm. So you don't, no checks are sort of needed because you guys are taking your time to make sure everything goes smoothly. Mm-hmm. Same thing at Asteltine. I mean, it's a bit of a higher tech level in case you wanted to buy new gear straight away, but you're almost on the home stretch anyway.
Yeah. Imperial City would have...
Yeah, Flammarion's probably one of the highest in the region that you could actually probably buy stuff if you went outside of the starport. The only thing you have to worry about is getting through customs on the way back into Imperial space, but you do also know a guy. So, when you were on the planet of five...
We also just leave our iffy items on the ship now that it's technically ours.
Could do. But anyway, when you're on 567, you got the contact like details of Fendrick Jacks, who works for customs. As you jump into the system of Flammarion, you sort of... Maybe do you give him a call? Or just sort of send him a message?
We'll bring him up on comms.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously not available for like video comms.
Yeah.
But like you receive like a communication back saying, you know, who are you, what do you want?
Do we actually ever get the guy's name who gave us
his name was Galen Frey.
Okay, so I'm going to say we're Galen Frey's middlemen for this piece of alien artifact that he wishes to sell you.
Straight up with it.
Yeah.
Straight up with it.
Okay. Sure, okay.
Like I said, ballsy talk.
Putting those pirate skills to good use.
Then you just get like a message back, just okay.
Yeah.
Proceed to customs through these coordinates. So it gives you guys some specific...
You were so interested.
So you sort of, slingshot it's around the star system a little bit and you sort of come into the planet as sort of just like a weird angle almost. I mean, it sort of detours you around like normally into the system it would take you maybe a couple of hours at most. The way he sort of proceeds is you come around towards a different part of the planet. And you go
military base.
So sort of you line your system right. It looks like he's basically greased enough palms to push you guys through customs quite clearly because it's an Imperial system. So there's usually a lot of paperwork to go through, even just coming back in.
Yeah.
It seems like he's pushed a lot of that through. So you sort of scanned as you go past a lot of the sort of the inner ring of the system, but a lot of that sort of just goes through nonchalantly. You eventually arrive back in the starport, and there's a guy waiting to meet you as the ship lands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he introduces himself as Hendrick. He says, "All right, where is it?"
I pull it out and hold it near to me and show it.
And note to those listening at home, the DM has a great smile on
their face. Now he signals to a guy that was hiding in the shadows, and he brings out a briefcase. Yeah. He's like, all right, chuck it. And then he chucks it in your direction as it slides across the hangar bay.
I stand back. Wait, just step back.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I have a metal detector.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Combat engineering tool.
Please check that this is not a rigged.
I mean, it's a metal case. So you detect metal.
It's a metal case, not like one that leather.
No, it's a pretty industrial metal case.
Okay.
it's a case. Yeah.
Can we...
I just go forward
yeah.
and I'll slowly just undo the latches. Yeah. And then...
Why are we being careful
now? You find $4,000 worth of credits in it.
Okay.
So 1,000 each for you.
Yeah. Which is what
I call over the other two. And then I call over the other two.
He gives you the weirdest look, thinking, you know, what sort of operation do you think I'm running?
I call over the other two.
What do you think I was going to do?
I pass.
I'm a businessman, true and true. What, you think I was going to try to steal this from you?
It's a long story, Fendrick. Don't. I pass over.
You spaces are just. Yeah.
It's all that drugs.
Just.
I pass over the alien artifact and.
Right, he and his entourage walk out of the space.
Yeah. We made good impressions today.
Money.
But yeah, so there's 1,000 each for all of you.
1,000 each.
Okay.
Okay,
so now I suppose we have to go to official channels to report that we have recovered the Hind Guy.
So you're getting back in contact with Anders Kasserai. You know, you just sort of notify him that you have it.
That's all.
We have the ship.
Okay. He directs you to a local sort of maintenance facility on the planet where you can take it. It's going to take a couple of weeks for it to be repaired, which probably means you're just going to be stuck on the planet.
Yep.
With you're going to have to find something to do.
Shopping.
I don't know. We'll have to see what next week holds.
More piracy.